The Holy Spirit led Jesus out into the wilderness. He ate nothing for 40 days. He was famished, exhausted, hungry. This is when the devil strikes. When we're weak, tired, and vulnerable, even as Jesus is in his humanity. Satan masterfully challenges him 3 times, trying to lure him into sin, the one who would never know sin. The first temptation is for Jesus to satisfy his hunger. He tells Jesus to turn a stone into a loaf of bread. Satan is actually turning Jesus' words against him. Just in the previous chapter in Luke, Jesus had just said that God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. So Satan says, why don't you do it? Not making a son of Abraham, but a loaf of bread. The lie is that Jesus should satisfy his needs by any means necessary. He should go against the Holy Spirit who led him there. He should use his strengths and his power to advance his own cause. No, Jesus quotes scripture. One does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. What truly will give us the strength of body and soul is the word of God and the Holy Spirit. The second temptation is for Jesus to worship the devil. And if he does bow down before Satan, his promise is that he will receive the kingdoms of the world, their glory and their authority. And again, Satan is mocking the scripture that came before, when John the Baptist says that he is not worthy to bow down and untie the sandal of Jesus. Why not bow down to me, Satan says, to the Son of God. The lie is that the devil had received control over people. The truth is, he stole it. He stole the glory and worship that people should give to the true and living God. And now he wants God the Son, the second person of the Holy Trinity, to stoop down and worship him, who is a mere creature, who is living on borrowed time. No, Jesus quotes scripture, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. The only person we owe thanks and praise is the Lord of heaven and earth. The one who created us, the one who sustains us, is alone worthy of our worship. The third temptation is for Jesus to perform a stunt. He tells Jesus to throw himself off the pinnacle of the temple, and when he does, God will send his angels to swoop down, catch Jesus before he hits the ground. And again, Satan is mocking the Son of God, this time by quoting Jesus directly, by saying, "It is written." The devil knows the scripture and quotes it. But it's a lie twist and a twist of meaning of the scripture, even from the metaphorical to the literal here, as if God will reward recklessness with salvation just because Satan can find a passage of scripture that seems to match the situation. Each of these temptations follow the same pattern. The devil mocks the word of God and the truth of who Jesus is. And he wants us to believe that God's wisdom is foolishness, that there must be a better way, a more expedient way to get what we want. He wants us to believe that scripture is absurd. Each temptation is a counterfeit. And as we know with counterfeits, the best way to know a counterfeit is to know the real thing. to be acquainted with it, to know its touch, its feel, its smell. Satan takes God's truth and introduces doubt and twists the truth of Scripture ever so slightly. And this is what he has done from the very beginning with Adam and Eve, our first parents, when he said, "Did God actually say?" Each temptation is a manipulation of God, too. A lie to promote the self. And even more importantly, all three deceptions are ways for Jesus to avoid going to the cross. He tries to get Jesus to find a way out of his death by crucifixion. He knows what's coming. He knows that Jesus will die and rise again. And that is what we are up against every single day. Just as we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil." Each time we sin, each time we fall short of God's command, every time we go against God's word by our thoughts, our words, and our actions, we are actually believing a lie. When I was in Stateville a few weeks ago, one memorable moment for me was talking to an inmate there named Martine, who was serving a 65-year sentence. He told the class, and he told me, that it took him more than 2 years of sitting in his cell alone to realize that he is there because he believed a lie. The lie of gangs. The lie that they provide a better family, a means of income, and executing power. Imagine that the solution to gun violence in Chicago could be understanding the lie of Satan on the streets of our city and the truth of the gospel. We believe that we have the right to do something or to something, and so we cut corners. We do bodily and emotional harm. We cheat, we steal, we lie, we covet. We fashion God in our own image. We twist Scripture ever so slightly to barter with him, to wager, and to manipulate God. And that is a lie. The only way we can escape these temptations is by the Word and Holy Spirit, just as Jesus exemplifies here, the one who is perfect, God and perfect humanity. He shows us how Scripture is the sword of the Spirit, our best defense and strength in time of need. We cannot, by our own strength or power, believe in God or come to him. Only by the Holy Spirit and Scripture. Jesus quotes Scripture to draw strength to fulfill his own mission. So we should also learn. To learn and grow in our knowledge and our love and our dependence on the Word of God so that we would see a counterfeit when it comes to us. And even more importantly, we should see the truth that there's no way around the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The devil has convinced the world that that is foolishness. But as Scripture says, the foolishness of God is wiser than men. The weakness of God is stronger than men. Jesus will turn each of these temptations upside down, from a lie to a miracle. He will not turn stone to bread. He'll do even better than that. By the cross of Christ and the empty tomb, he will take our hearts of stone and turn them into hearts of flesh that beat after the living God and yearn for him, that look to him and his word for strength and for healing and eternal life. He will not bow down and worship the devil. Instead, it's at the name of Jesus that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. For there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved. He alone is worthy. To him be glory and praise. He will not perform a stunt. He'll do even better. Jesus does not need angels to catch him or deliver him from his crucifixion. He himself says on the cross he could have called an army to deliver him, but his kingdom is not of this world. Death cannot hold him. He will rise victoriously from the dead to bring life and light to the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.